The interesting thing is that we are surrounded by excellence. And of course, we have excellence within ourselves. Only the other day, somebody sent me an email asking me a question about their work. What struck me particularly about their email was the quality of their writing. It was rich, it was very engaging, it was compelling. I found myself drawn to reading their email more so than I would do many others that came in on that same day. I gave them that feedback and they were surprised. It wasn't unfamiliar because they recognised that they'd always had an interest in writing and it was always an ambition for them. But they didn't realise that this came through in their everyday writing, in the emails that they sent. And similarly, working with a group who were part of a manufacturing organisation, people who worked on the shop floor, who were very unfamiliar with training room situations. And I recognised that they had this ability to remember sounds. It's a bit too complicated to explain how that came about. But again, I commented on this. And this individual looked quite bashful at first. They were reluctant to talk about it. But eventually, after we'd discussed this a little bit further, it emerged that they had the ability to listen to any piece of music and recall it and replay it. He played the guitar, and he could reproduce anything that he heard in playing the guitar. But what he said next was astonishing. He'd recognised this talent early on in his life, but he thought it made him stand out, made him bizarre, made him unusual. And so he didn't acknowledge it, and he never talked about it to anybody. The consequence was that he used it occasionally, but the capability of using this so much more fully was available to him. He just never had valued what it was that he could do. And just one further example, but you'll find yourself, once you begin to look in this way, surrounded by these qualities of excellence. Members of my own family, in particular one of my sons, who pauses between events and his response to them. Now, when he was at school, he was often told that he was daydreaming, that he was reflecting, and this feedback was given to him as if it was an inappropriate behaviour. What he's realised is that this is a very important quality, that he doesn't get sucked into events, that he's amazingly resourceful under pressure. He's actually in the forces, and this ability has probably saved his life and many other people's lives from time to time. He's an outstanding leader, and that ability to respond to pressure